very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one, but
your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffria Podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, is
Catfish.
Catfish, I can smell it. I can taste it. Game of Thrones Season 8 is almost here.
I can taste it, too. It tastes like some delicious lamprey pie.
Have you ever actually eaten lamprey pie?
No. When I've seen them, they look like eels. So I've never eaten an eel pie. I don't know what I would have to be on to have a lamprey/eel pie.
Milk of the Poppy, that's what you'd have to be on.
Yes, my favorite, M-O the P.
All right, so Catfish, because Season 8 is coming, we're going to do 8 unique mini Evil Uncle Tyrion-sized podcasts looking at the 8 most important characters in Game of Thrones. Are you excited?
Oh my goodness, we're doing 8 different podcasts?
Can you believe it? 8 podcasts as we break down the most important 8 characters in Game of Thrones, looking at their plan for Season 8. We're going to look at their favorite scene that we like them in, our least favorite scene we like them in. We've got the high point for their character and the low point for their character. A favorite line, one of the great things these characters have said, our least favorite thing they've said. And listeners, we want you to play along. Tweet to us at @PHQ. That's the word double, the letter P. The letters HQ for headquarters, PHQ. We want you to play along and send us your favorite, least favorite scenes, lines, moments from these wonderful, important characters, right?
Right. And if they feel like, you know, we missed out on some important characters, they can add their own.
Oh, yeah. If you feel like we have picked characters that aren't the 8 most important as we head into Season 8, write to us and let us know. I mentioned you can tweet at us at @PHQ. That's also our Instagram handle. Write us there at @PHQ. You can go to facebook.com/PHQ. And on YouTube, well, you're screwed. You got to search for PHQ Podcast, search for PHQ Media. We're on PHQmedia.com. You can find us an awful lot of ways, but we want you to interact with us as we get excited for Elegant Season 8.
Yeah, I have a hard time finding us on YouTube, but that's because I'm an old...
Yes? Oh, you're an old period?
That's it. I'm just an old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, you're ruining my crep.
I don't have time. I don't have time to say I'm an old person. I'm just an old.
Got it. Well, Catfish, I gave you, because, you know, we share the balance here. We're, you know, you're the fire, I'm the ice. So I let you pick character number 8. So go ahead and tell our listeners, tell me, who do you have as the 8th most important character for Game of Thrones Season 8?
All right, well, Bubba.
Yeah?
The 8th most important character. Some people may not even have him on their list, but that's just because he's number 8. Number 8 is, of course, Hot Pie.
Wait a minute. Look, we love him. Everybody loves him. But you have Hot Pie as the 8th most important character going into Season 8. Okay, sure.
Yeah, I didn't have him as a 7th. I had him as the 8th.
Okay. So he's making the 8, as King Robert used to say. Hot Pie, the 8th most important character.
You know, if he wasn't the 8th most important character, he wouldn't have come back in Season 7.
No, good point. No, he wouldn't have. He showed up
A lot of people didn't make it to Season 7.
No. He showed up
In fact, I would say Hot Pie gets it almost by default. There's only about 8 characters left.
Well, he said he was a survivor, so we're going to see if he can survive Season 8. For our listeners who may not remember Hot Pie, Catfish, who is Hot Pie? Remind everybody.
Well, Hot Pie kind of got scooped up with Arya, and they were going to be swept away into the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then they managed to escape with a G, hard G, soft G, Gendry, Gendry.
He's a GIF.
And then at a certain point, Hot Pie decided to stay at an inn. He didn't want to mess with the rest of the world. He wanted to focus on what he was good at, and that was making hot pies, thus his name.
I was going to say, that's why my name is Good at Sex. No, excuse me. That's
excellent. That's excellent. No editing needed there.
Wait, that's why my name is Hot Sex.
Okay, good, good. That's even better.
Okay.
And when I say better, I mean worse.
Hey, now.
So
yeah.
Some people thought we'll never see Hot Pie again. But the reason why he's the eighth most important character, because we did see him again in season 7. That is, season 7 is when he has my favorite scene, where he meets up with Arya again.
Oh, yeah.
So first of all, it was great to see that he was still alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, Hot Pie, he tries to butter up Arya, and the pun is completely intended.
I don't get it.
He uses some magic words on her. He saves a little bit of butter from the bread and tries to apply it to her. Physically.
He
gives her great information about Winterfell. She's like, I'm going down to King's Landing to kill some people, because why would I want to go north? And he's like, maybe you do want to go north, because there's some people you know that are back there.
Catfish, this podcast won't need a lot of editing, but I heard you saying Hot Pie was going to butter her up, and then she was going to go down.
I said both of those things.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? That is a very good scene. But, you know, I'm going to go the other way for my favorite scene of Hot Pie. My favorite scene of Hot Pie is season 1, episode 10, where he starts accosting Arya, or Ari, the orphan boy who's going with Yoren up to the Night's Watch from King's Landing. Mm-hmm. Hot Pie comes up, and he's so tough, and he's like, yeah, I'll beat you up. You look like a girl. And then Arya pulls out needle and holds it to Hot Pie. And she's like, I can kill a fat boy. I like killing fat boys, you know. And Hot Pie just shuts up. I don't like that part of him. I like the bully part of him. The fact that the Hot Pie we know to come in love, was actually a bully who, through his journey and possibly through Arya, he got beaten down into what I like to call double B.
Double B?
Bread batter.
Oh, right. I just heard that. All right, so I heard you say the words through Arya and puddle. So I just want to clarify that.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah.
So that's your favorite scene.
That was my favorite Hot Pie scene.
That's a good one. I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Okay.
But you're wrong.
Hey, now. Okay, so listeners, tell us your favorite Hot Pie scene. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/PHQ. Or tweet at us at PHQ. Instagram us at PHQ. Those are pretty good scenes. Now, Hot Pie has been in it, as I just said, from season 1, Catfish. And even though he does take these seasons off, he does only appear at like one pop-up moment in a season. They are very important. So it's going to be interesting. What do you have as your least favorite Hot Pie scene?
All right, well, Bubba, you know, there's stuff we talk about off the podcast and on the podcast. I'm not sure whether you've said this on or off the podcast, but you've said to me, and I think very sharply, and what I mean is, I think you're very right about this, is that you say that Samwell is a stand-in for George R. R. Martin.
Sure.
Right? In the ways that he's maybe a little chunky, he's a little bookish, but he's a hero and he's going to end up with the hot girl. So that's a kind of wish fulfillment. I think that the second stand-in, because I'm not going to say you're wrong because I think you're right. The second stand-in for George R. R. Martin is Hot Pie. Okay? And I'll tell you exactly why.
Okay.
Because my least favorite scene is in season 4 when Brienne and Pod show up at the inn and Hot Pie pulls a George R. R. Martin and describes in gruesome detail ingredients for getting a kidney pie.
Do you remember those? What are the ingredients? What does he blather on about?
I don't know. Kidneys, kidney beans, pies, butter to butter up Arya.
Okay. So you just don't like descriptions of food. Why is that your least favorite Hot Pie scene?
It is my least favorite thing about the Game of Thrones books, the nattering on and on about food items, and the fact that I don't know whether George R. R. Martin is realizing it or not, but Hot Pie becomes a stand-in for him at that moment.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like that he gave up. He just told two strangers where his friend Ari / Arya Stark was. But otherwise, even in that scene, I'm glad to see Hot Pie. I love it. I giggle. That's for me is a great Hot Pie kind of moment. And he keeps bringing up, oh, you're a knight, you're wearing armor, you know, his recurring. How does Pot Pie have a recurring gag? But he's got a recurring gag, so I love it, love it, love it. My least favorite Hot Pie scene is different from yours, Catfish. So I'm going to take you back to season 2. Season 2, our wonderful characters of Arya, Soft G Gendry, Hard G Gendry, Double G Gendry in Hot Pie are brought to Harrenhal, and they're put in those prisoner pen. They're put in those double P's.
Double P's?
Prisoner pens. And
yeah, I don't know why I don't keep guessing when you say it first and then make me guess. I really, really need to figure this out better.
One time. So they're in those double P's, and the Mountain, the actor who played the Mountain version 2.0, he wasn't the guy who played the Mountain in the first season, but the guy who was supposed to be the Mountain in the second season, he is picking out prisoners to then get tortured with the infamous rat in the bucket by the torturer they call the Tickler. And mm-hmm. So Hot Pie, remember, Hot Pie is talking to this other guy, and he's like, how can you be sure? I don't want to get picked. I don't want to get picked. And this other nameless prisoner tells Hot Pie, he says, you know, I just look at the Mountain, and because I'm looking at him, he won't pick me. So Hot Pie says, oh, okay, that's the good plan. Hot Pie ends up looking at the Mountain, staring at him. And sure enough, who does the Mountain pick? But the guy who told him to look at him, who was staring at the Mountain. And Hot Pie, what does he start to do then? He starts to make his own puddle, or what I like to call a double P.
Double P?
A pie puddle, because he pisses his pants.
Uh-huh.
Another double P.
No. Quick question.
Yeah.
Is it your least favorite scene because he pisses his pants, or that he wasn't the one picked?
Love Hot Pie. I didn't want to have him a rat in the bucket and then the rat eats through him because the bucket's on fire. No, I just, you know, I don't want my boy looking weak. And when you release urine over your leg, and I don't mean urine Greyjoy, but when you release urine down your leg, that's a tough look for Hot Pie. So I like Hot Pie. I liked him even then, I didn't want him to suffer like that.
Okay, I guess I can see that. I mean, you could go either way. It could be your least favorite scene because he peed himself or because he lived. It's either way, 50-50.
Catfish, you picked him as number 8 most important character in Game of Thrones. What's going on here? Into season 8?
I did. I picked him as number 8. Look, it's only because there's only 8 characters left.
Okay.
All right, so now we have to go through Hot Pie's highest point. Bubba, do you have a highest point for Hot Pie?
I do. And it's sometimes the best jokes you make aren't ones you do on purpose. As you can tell, listeners, I haven't made many good jokes in this podcast so far because I've been trying. But sometimes your best jokes are the ones you kind of do just because you don't know any better. And so I think Hot Pie's highest point is the fact he kept calling Arya Stark's home Winterhell. Didn't you love that?
It's a good joke. But like all good jokes, there's a more than a kernel of truth in it.
Right. Hot Pie says it's Winterhell, and somebody goes, "I think it's Winterfell." Somebody else goes, "No, it's Winterfell," and he goes, "Are you sure?" And a really good moment, really good character display that Hot Pie, you know, doesn't know his geography too well. Really, his highest point. Anytime he makes me laugh, and that was one of the times I laughed the hardest with him. At him, however you want to say it. Hot Pie, that's my highest point. What about you? What is your high point for Hot Pie through all these 7 seasons so far?
When Hot Pie tells Bran and Pod that the Starks are all traitors.
Wait? Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. He wasn't sure what to say when they first sat down. I thought you were going to some book territory.
Do you remember what I said about maybe a tiny kernel of truth?
Oh.
This was more than a kernel of truth. As listeners to the Joffrey podcast know, there may be some new ones because we get new ones all the time.
All the time.
Finally being converted to the cult of Joffrey. We knew that the double S's, yes, Cerly Starks, are misinterpreted by some as the heroes of this tale when we know that they're not. When Hot Pie, basically once again being the mouthpiece of George R. R. Martin, says that the Starks are all traitors, we know it's true.
Oh man, that is, Hot Pie would make a good spy. The way he was like, "Oh, you mean those traitor Starks?" You know, it was very believable acting, and I know great acting. And so, pretty high point, Catfish. We love Hot.
What was he doing with his eyes at that point, Bubba?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know what he was doing, but I remember every other characters, including the crew behind the scenes, were rolling theirs.
Well, there we go. As we all know,
Rolling
eyes makes for great acting.
It does. It does. Well, Catfish, now we have to look at Hot Pie's lowest point. You know, the bottom of the pot, as it were. So what do you got for Hot Pie's low point through 7 seasons?
Well, It's when season three.
Yeah.
That's when he's saying he's going to stay at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, and Arya leaves, and he gives her the bread in the shape of a direwolf. And what does Arya say to him? She says, "The tail looks like a head. Burn."
Oh, you're saying Arya gave him a bad Yelp review.
She totally gave him a bad Yelp review. She's like hot pie, more like hot mess.
Ah, man. But she remembered, didn't she say it tasted good? So his low point kind of turned around there for a bit.
I know. Still, though, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
After everything, she just gave him a, I was going to say a gut punch, but it was lower for sure.
Where was it exactly then?
It was a nut punch.
Oh, Ari, how could you?
She got him right in the lampreys and fish balls.
Oh, catfish, not nice.
All right, well, what was the hot pie's lowest point for you?
Well, I'm going to take you, once again, we're going to stay in season two, but now we're moving up to episode three. And in that episode, you know, what do you always need? It's something that my buddy Randy Newman always told me. He said, "You've got a friend in me." Yes.
Oh, a friend. Right.
He wasn't talking about evil Uncle Tyrion. He's like, "You've got a friend in me." And how did season two, episode three end? It ended with Hot Pie's partner in crime, Lami, getting stabbed through the neck. Oh, is that terrible?
I mean, it's not as bad as getting a bad Yelp review.
Hold on. This is Lami Greenhands, man. He was in the very first scene together. It was Hot Pie and Lami when they showed up, you know, at the very end of season two, episode one, they were together. The first time they got to talk in season two when they're in the stream, it was Hot Pie and Lami. They were a tag team, like Bubba and Catfish. And then, sadly, one of them got by Polliver.
Yeah, but what you didn't see
yeah.
in the deleted scenes was after Hot Pie peed his pants,
yeah.
being afraid of the mountain, that Lami made fun of him.
Oh.
So this was Lami's death is what I like to call Hot Pie's revenge.
So you're saying Polliver was like, "Where's Gendry? Where's the bastard?" And Hot Pie saw Lami and he's like, "It's him."
It's him. Right there. All right. Well, we may disagree about the lowest point for Hot Pie. But Bubba, what is Hot Pie's favorite line, do you think, in the entirety of the seven seasons so far?
I'm kind of already bending the rules a little bit. But I mentioned, when you are such a, let's be honest, relatively minor character like Hot Pie, but you have a recurring gag, Hot Pie's favorite line that he says is, "Well, he has to be a knight. He was wearing armor." That is my favorite line from Hot Pie. And he says it constantly.
It's funny. Right. It's sort of circular reasoning he uses. Knights fight a certain way. How do I know this? A knight told me. How do I know he was a knight? He was wearing armor.
Exactly. Is that not great?
It's pretty good. But my favorite line, and I referred to this earlier when I was talking about Hot Pie buttering up Arya, was when he sees her for the last time so far, and he says that he is stupid for not realizing she was a girl and a pretty one. Now, let me say this to our listeners, our loyal Jafia podcast listeners. I have been with Bubba in several different social situations, and he taught me a very important lesson.
An important lesson.
When you see someone that you're interested in, you let them know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to hide about it. You can say, just write to them. You can say, "I find you attractive." And it was very liberating when I found this out. And this is so, for his Bubba-like behavior, I think that when he says he's stupid for not realizing that she was a girl and a pretty one, this is my favorite line of Pop Pie's.
I love it. I love the fact that I inspired Hot Pie to drop this. You know, don't be afraid. Like, if it's working, just say it. You know, don't be a romance like on The Office, where these two would never, you know, spent seasons and seasons not saying they like each other and that they were attracted to each other. Get out there and say it. I'm like the Dr. Phil of Westeros with Hot Pie.
You really are.
Get out there and tell her you love her. Acting, everyone. Did you like that? All right.
So, beautiful.
Catfish, we got to end our little list here with our least favorite line. And I want you to go first because uh, I, I had a hard time coming up with one, and I'm worried mine won't be as great as yours. So what is your least favorite line from Hot Pie?
My least favorite line is when he says to Arya, he's stupid for not realizing she was a girl and a pretty one, because it reminds me of watching Bubba making his moves.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, you see what I did there? It's the old switcheroony.
Yeah. It's Italian, apparently. So, why now is this suddenly your favorite and also least favorite line there, Catfish?
I mean, actually, and honestly, there was no unfavorite line of mine from Hot Pie. I just thought this was a funny bit, and you know what? It turned out it was funny, and I was right.
Listeners, if you thought it was funny. Go to our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and let us know.
I amuse myself.
You do. That is for sure you do. So my least favorite Hot Pie line is Hot Pie. You know, what do they call it when it's like when you say the name of the title, like an actor says the name of the title in it. Like Cersei said the famous line, when you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. You know how it's like.
No. I've talked about that several times with people, but I've never heard that there's an actual name for it. I don't know. It could be titling. Let's say it's titling.
Right. And so when Hot Pie is talking to Arya and he's telling her, wait a minute, I thought you would be headed for Winterhell because, you know, Jon Snow came down and won the Battle of the Bastards. Hot Pie is just naming that episode title. It's like, you didn't see that episode? You didn't see season 6, episode 9, The Battle of the Bastards. And so maybe theoretically the realm has started to call that battle the Battle of the Bastards. But the only time and the
theoretically,
only
theoretically, if someone in season 8 refers to the loot train robbery, then I'll be concerned. Because when I was doing research for this, there's actually some in-world description of it.
I can't remember
what it is. But it is not loot train robbery.
Right. Well, what if they name it after that specific episode, The Spoils of War? And so Randall and Dickon Tarly, your brothers, Samwell, they died in The Spoils of War, season 7, episode 4. Yeah, so, you know, that's the only reason why it's my least favorite line. A bit like you, Hot Pie is a great character. I think all Game of Thrones fans have grown to love. Now let's wrap up Hot Pie as we head into Season 8. Catfish, what is your prediction for Hot Pie in Season 8? Are we even going to see him? Let's be honest. And what is your prediction for Westeros' favorite baker?
I predict we see him again. And I was actually thinking about this today for some reason. I wonder if the Game of Thrones producers didn't say to Hot Pie after last season, look, maybe you'll be in it, maybe you'll not, you won't be in it, but you might want to consider doing a little body transformation. Like, what if they told the actor who plays Hot Pie, like, let's try to I was going to use the name of the guy in Harry Potter who was nerdy and then became hunky by the 7th.
Neville,
right. If we're gonna try to like pull a Neville with Hot Pie, and then Arya would meet him, and she'd be like, "Damn, you ain't so bad yourself."
They want to make him into
That's
a double
exactly
L.
Exactly what she would say, by the way. Double L.
Lean Longbottom.
yes. I want them to Neville Hot Pie, and then have him end up with Arya. I'm shipping them.
Oh no,
Arya. Harya.
Harya. Arpie.
Arpie, even better.
All right, listeners, we want...
Oh, yeah, I'm shipping him. What about you? What about you, Bubba? First of all, I honestly think that we're going to see him again, and I think that he's going to be alive, and I can't remember whether I said Arya was going to be alive or not, but sure, why not? The two of them together. What do you think?
I think there's a reason why these episodes in Season 8 are going to be extra long. They want to cram everything in. You know they're going to cram one more Hot Pie in. We need it. We need it. One more Hot Pie scene. And so I'm guessing we're going to see him. I guess it'll... would it be while the world is in hell? Or will it be kind of after everything's done and Hot Pie's the survivor? Remember in season 7 he said he was a survivor? I'll say we see him after everything has settled, and Hot Pie is one of the people picking up the pieces. He's feeding the huddled masses as they recover from apocalypse. That's my hype.
I just wanted you use the word cram Hot Pie in, referring to Arya.
Oh boy, we're going to label this with adult content. I'm just going to say that he is. I've already forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say that he is the God. What was it? It was going to be such a good double P, and now I've lost it. Okay. So anyway, listeners, write to us. Tell us your Hot Pie predictions, favorite moments. We do this show to interact with you. And so that's going to be it for this first Evil Uncle Tyrion size podcast, as we do 8 podcasts looking at the 8 most important characters heading into season 8. And that'll be it. So unless there's anything... Oh,
wait, hold on. Oh, yeah. You forget. Even when we have mini podcasts and I only find out the last minute that they're all going to be solo podcasts, we still have to do our Joffrey of the Week. So who is your Joffrey of the Week?
Well, I'll explain it in one sec, Catfish, but why don't you tell our listeners who may be new what the Joffrey of the Week is?
Okay, well, as we all know, those who have come here and have finally found the one place that tells the truth about the Game of Thrones world, there is one character in that world that is the greatest real or fictional person to ever appear on this planet. And indeed, if there's life on other planets, as well. And that is Joffrey Baratheon. First of his name, first in your hearts. And so every week we try to come up with someone in the real world that could be fictional as well, that represents to us the best qualities of Joffrey.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm done vamping. Bubba, it is now your turn to tell us who your Joffrey of the Week is.
Well, my Joffrey this week is somebody who, what's the word for it? Leads by example. Leads by leading. Is a great leader like King Joffrey. And so when I was out there looking at who was leading, it's none other than Atlanta Hawks point guard Trae Young. He is leading this fine young basketball team to the 5th worst record in the NBA. And you might say, how is that leading like Joffrey? Well, the Hawks were predicted to have the worst record in the NBA. So by getting them above what would people expected, a bit like people expected young Joffrey to be too young to be a great king, and yet he turned out being a great king, Atlanta Hawks point guard, rookie point guard, Trae Young, only 20 years old, just a few years older than King Joffrey himself. My Joffrey of the day. Because we're going to release all these 8 podcasts day after day. Who's your Joffrey of the day, Catfish?
Well, it's funny because I thought you were going to steal mine.
Oh, no.
Okay? Because when you were talking about great leadership, and it sounded like in times of trouble, someone who can really lead everybody in a strong way.
Yeah.
Someone that people listen to and someone who's able to take strong, bold actions and move their country forward.
Forward.
So for me, my Joffrey of the day is Theresa May, British Prime Minister.
Oh, man. Is she going to have a Joffrey like Brexit?
She is going to have a Joffrey like Bree Awakening.
Oh, good. Oh, I love it. So why does she earn this?
We're going to call it Joffrey comes back. We're going to call it the return.
So why Theresa May? Why'd you name her your Joffrey of the week?
Well, just like Joffrey, she's able to unite people to go into one strong direction.
Very strong.
Everyone listens to her.
Oh, yeah.
And they're following her right into Brexit.
And they can't escape it.
due to her inspiration and leadership ability, she's my Joffrey of the day.
Love it. Listeners, you can also tweet at us, go to our Facebook page, tell us your Joffrey of the day. Hey, that's going to do it for this Evil Uncle Tyrion-sized episode as we count down the 8 most important characters in Game of Thrones as we head into season 8. My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at FitandTrim. That's FitenTrim at FitandTrim on Twitter.
And I'm Catfish. You can hit me up at CJGman67 on Twitter, your 67th favorite CJGman, or 68th because someone doesn't have a number.
All right. So go out there, tell your friends, join them, tell them to download, promote us on your favorite social media platform. We want everybody joining us on this 8 podcast countdown to season 8. And we'll see you next time on
the Joffrey of Podcasts.
One down, 7 to go.
I can't believe we got that much time out of that.
Yeah, see? Look at that.
We are really double C's.
Double C's.
Content creators.
Oh, yeah.